Hi, my name is Amy Laskowski, and I'm a writer here at VU Today. This is another installment of our new weekly podcast, 2 Minutes of Wellness. Let's get started. You and your best friends from home are now separated, not by a few blocks, but by hundreds or maybe thousands of miles for 9 months out of the year. Holiday breaks are nice, and FaceTime and Instagram help you stay connected. But how do you keep up a close friendship long distance? And is it really that important to stay in touch with those friends from back home? Our wellness tip for this week is yes, you should absolutely maintain those long-distance friendships with the people back home. Of course, it's important to start making new friends here on campus, but it's important to keep up your old ties too. Here's why. For starters, research shows that having good, close friends lengthens your lifespan and sharpens your mind. Homesickness may be starting to creep its way in, and talking to friends from home can combat some of that. Friends from home can give you some of the out-of-the-bubble advice if you're fighting with a friend here, and they've known you long enough that they are probably willing to give you honest advice, even if it's not the advice you want to hear. Chances are they'll also make you laugh. Joshua Pei, Deputy Director of Student Government's Social Advocacy Arm, says he's surprised by how many students don't stay in touch with friends from back home.
It helps you stay grounded since they're probably the people who have known you the longest. They can be a gauge if you're staying mentally healthy and taking care of yourself, because it can be hard if you're here at school alone sometimes.
So how can you maintain those important relationships that have probably taken you years to grow? Of course, the easiest way is keeping track of each other on social media. Instagram, WeChat, Facebook, whatever your preference, and starting a text group chat, although you're probably already doing these things. To form a tighter bond, go the extra mile. Pick up your phone, yes, it's an actual telephone, and have a real conversation. Don't rely on texting. It's not as intimate or comforting as hearing someone's voice. Make a date to watch Fleabag or The Good Place while you're on the phone. Send a paper birthday card via snail mail, because who doesn't like still getting actual mail? Start traditions. For instance, when you're all home from school over Thanksgiving break, host a dinner party. And one last tip. If they are close by and you're financially able, find a way to go see them on their birthday. Pei says he bought a gaming laptop with him to BU, for the sole purpose of playing Fortnite with his best friend from back home on the West Coast.
We're actually super bad at it, but it's good to make a schedule of hanging out like we usually do it on Saturday nights. It's a way to talk while also doing something together, and it helps us stay in touch long term.